the latest from the undergrowth. All the news on favoledelabuonanotte.com.
Hi, Lucy. How nice to see you. What are you doing?
I picked the flower from the garden. Summer is here now, and I picked them to give to all my pink troll friends.
Wow!
Hope exclaimed.
How generous you are!
And what do you do? Lucy asked the little pixie.
I'm going to the garden of Grandma Toby, the tastiest fruit fairy in the whole undergrowth. I'm going to pick all the fruit I can and bring it to my blue pixie friends.
How wonderful! Exclaimed the little troll.
Can I come with you so we can give all our friends flowers and fruit?
Yeah, of course, that's a great idea! She exclaimed.
They grated together a few bunches of multicolored flowers and ran to Grandma Toby's garden. Grandma Toby was a sweet and tender fairy who knew more about the undergrowth and its inhabitants than anyone else, and knew it wonders and soul. She greeted the two little girls with an uncommon smile and sweetness, and she said,
I bet you came here to pick fruit from a garden.
Yes,
joyfully exclaimed the two very young creatures.
Well, she said, but first, each of you is going to tell me your biggest dream.
At first, the two friends looked at her in amazement, and after a few minutes of reflection, the little troll said,
I wish my mom would work less to spend more time with me.
What a beautiful dream,
said the tender grandmother.
What about you, little Hope?
Well, I dream that I know the way to grow the tree love.
You have wonderful dreams,
said Grandma Toby.
The orchard is at your disposal.
So it was that the troll and the pixie filled their baskets with ripe fruit, greeted Mama, who said to them,
Come back soon, little ones.
That day, they gave fruit and flowers to all the friends and went to sleep happily. After a few days, Lucy and Hope came to Granny's garden again, praising the qualities of their fruit and the joy it had brought to all their friends. Granny happily hugged them and asked,
What have you accomplished of your dreams?
The two sweet friends found themselves displeased, replied,
Nothing. We hope they come true.
The lovely fairy turned to them with extreme sweetness and said,
Dreams come true only if you do something to make it happen.
Hope and Lucy listened to her carefully.
For example, you, Lucy, how did you help your mother so that she can spend more time with you?
Lucy thought about it and said,
You're right, Grandma Toby. I'm going right now and help Mama Troll with her job of painting mushroom houses, so I will spend more time with her doing her job, which of course will end sooner, so we will also have time to bake a cake together.
And she ran off. Little Hope asked,
The love tree, how do you grow it?
It is very simple,
said the fairy.
Take the little seed that you have close to your heart, plant it in your garden, and never let it lack your cares, your attention, and above all, your love. You will see that it will grow big and luxuriant.
So she did, and she too had her wonderful tree in the garden. If you pass through the undergrowth, you will see little troll Lucy preparing delicious chocolate cake with her mommy, and little Hope reading a photography book with her shoulder leaning on the tree of love, and you will feel full of happiness.
The undergrowth is silent. Fairies, pixies, and marmots sleep. Tomorrow, we will return with a precious present, another bedtime story.